With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities say severe storms with suspected tornadoes have raked southern Indiana and northern Kentucky, damaging dozens of homes and leaving people without electricity. They say storms Thursday afternoon damaged homes and trailers in the Ohio River communities of Hanover and Lamb in Indiana. Milton resident James Ashton tells WCPO the wind was pretty strong as the storm system blew through.
Wind was picking up, blowing. Kept trying to blow my door open, so I had to stand in front of my door so it wouldn't blow open.
Sergeant Stephen Wheelis of the Indiana State Police says a suspected tornado struck Jefferson County, damaging several homes and downing trees and power lines. The United States' top military leader is touring U.S. arms plants with GOP lawmakers to show that Ukraine aid would boost jobs here at home. Lisa Dwyer reports.
As they stood before massive rocket launchers built in part by their Arkansas constituents, Republican lawmakers were getting an unambiguous message that a Ukraine aid package that stalled in Congress will not only help in the fight against Russia, but also support jobs in their districts. General C.Q. Brown's trip is part of the Pentagon's full court press to get the House to move forward on a $95 billion foreign aid package that's key to getting critical munitions for Ukraine flowing again. The bill includes roughly $60 billion for Ukraine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The father of a Michigan school shooter has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. It's the second jury conviction against Ethan Crumbly's parents, who were accused of failing to secure a gun at home and doing nothing to solve his mental health problems. Ethan killed four students at Oxford High School in 2021. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 137 points. This is SRN News. A judge has upheld a Kansas law preventing residents from changing the biological sex on their driver's licenses.
The judge ruled that Kansas isn't violating the rights of transgender people under the state constitution by refusing to change their driver's licenses to reflect their gender identities. The Kansas law doesn't mention driver's licenses or birth certificates, but it says a person's sex is, quote, either male or female based on their biological reproductive system identified at birth. And the judge ruled there are no exceptions. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The director of the Chosen TV series says the free streaming of season 4 is being delayed because of legal issues. In a 16-minute Facebook video, Dallas Jenkins said the delay is disappointing, but the goal is to resolve the matter and make sure the series about the life of Jesus remains free for viewers. Churches and prisons will be able to host promotional screenings. This is SRN News. One political observer says Democrats may lose more than they gain at the ballot box by catering to the anti-Israel wing of the party.
They don't want to have their coalition fall apart.
Political journalist Josh Krushauer says that's clearly the motivation for President Biden's muted support for Israel.
The White House is terrified of its left-wing base.
But he says Biden and the Democrats face the very real risk of losing more support than they gain by distancing Israel.
The majority of the American public, you see this in poll after poll, is pro-Israel.
Krushauer believes a president is more supportive of Israel than he lets on, fearing backlash from inside the party. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Senate Republicans take aim at a new federal courts policy trying to curb judge shopping, a practice that gained national attention in a major abortion case. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke out against it on the Senate floor Thursday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.